The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Welcome. This is the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Your host, Joey, the Italian Stallion Murray, joined as always by Russ, the Idea Guy Morgan. Russ, today's topic is one that I feel most people can resonate with. How many people are going to work today? Maybe you're in the car driving and you are saying to yourself, I have to go to work today. I have to, in big, bold letters, H-A-V-E, have to. Because if I don't, the mortgage isn't paid, the insurance isn't paid, the car note isn't paid, fill in the blank, the kid's education isn't paid for, whatever it might be. How many people right now are you listening and saying, that's me?
I think there's a large percentage of people who are listening to this right now that says, that's me. I hope that that's the reason they're listening to this podcast is they're saying, that's me, but I don't want it to be me forever.
Doesn't have to be, right? Why would it? Why does it have to be?
I think immediately is that we continue to trade time for money. So our jobs, whether we own that job, meaning that we have a business sort of like you and I do, we right. go to work and we trade time for the money there, or we work for someone else and we're doing the same thing. We may not have as much flexibility. Maybe we don't get a say so in the way that the, you know, the plan goes for the day. It's kind of dictated to us, but we're still in that position. And I think it's, Joey's, because we don't have alternative streams of income.
So what would be the alternative to what you were breaking down today? Like, first of all, let's define trading time for money, because I feel like that's a really easy thing for people to hear and say, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I would like to stop trading time for money. What's on the other side of that? And then let's define.
Well, all right. So first, let's start off with the formula.
Okay.
The financial freedom formula, you've heard us talk about it on this podcast over and over again. And sometimes you'll hear us saying, oh, we're referring to the left side of the equation or the right side of the equation. Well, what's the equation? It's financial freedom equals passive income. Another way of saying passive income is income that comes in from things that you don't actively have to go to work for.
Maybe you did at one point to create something.
Right. And that could be like a rental property for existence. It could be like you and I are getting in this land flipping thing and we have Tracy, our executive assistant, helping us run that.
Or it could be a business that you created that now is passive.
It could be like,
or more passive,
100unicorns.com.
It could absolutely be all 100 of those unicorns. This show is brought to you by 100unicorns.com.
It is not brought to us unless you start giving me some money for that. All right. But the point is that it is a, it's an asset that we own that produces an income stream. So this is different than a 401k, right? A lot of people contribute money to some future retirement plan and they go, oh, that's my retirement. Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about how do we get income today in our pockets? Whether we spend it today, hopefully we're not. Hopefully we're deferring that. We're using those dollars to buy new assets to produce new income streams. But those income streams are our passive income. The right side of the equation is monthly expenses. So our passive income needs to be greater than our monthly expenses. You may hear us talking about tax strategies on this podcast. Well, absolutely. Why do we talk about tax strategies?
Because we're trying to lower that right-hand side of the equation. those expenses that we have. Certain expenses you can't do anything about, but then there's a lot of them we can. We can change the way we do things, the way we pay down debts. We can change the way that our taxes are. We can take advantage, I should say, of the different tax benefits that are out there, and that will lower our monthly expenses.
And that's not free, by the way. You and I spend thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars in consultants and other people to help us reduce our annual tax bill.
Right? That's right. Absolutely.
But that's something that we actively can do that can create a reduction in our monthly expenses. Well, what are some other things? We talk about the infinite banking concept.
That's right.
When we use those to the way we buy things, we can reduce the interest expense that is outstanding, right? Well, the way we pay off debts, as well as we can create bigger cash flows when we buy things and we get to control the way the monthly payment structure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's probably one of the bigger things that I recognize as we, as our group is talking to clients, their understanding of how they pay down debt or the way in which that they are putting money into these qualified plans. And we're realizing that 401ks and IRAs are not bad vehicles, but how do they help us stop trading time for money today? And they're the opposite of that, right?
Yeah.
So when we start uncovering and kind of taking back what those vehicles do for us, they don't align with ultimately what we want. We just think that we're supposed to do it because everybody, we've been programmed. Actually, Russ and I, we were talking about programming before the show. So point being, finding areas where money is leaking out the door unnecessarily or unexpectedly, like you didn't realize what was going on. There's money under our nose that can be used to lower those expenses.
So today's podcast, the point of it is to really dig deeper into how do we create these passive income streams, right? Is it really passive? How do we do that? And what is the math? So I want to talk a little bit about that, Joey. And I think, but there's things standing in our way. There is this programming. You mentioned this earlier. I'm going to back you up on this, but I'm going to let you start it out because I think this is a very controversial issue that you may or may not agree with because of your potential program.
Yeah. So you're talking about as far as trading time for money.
Where does that come from? Why is it that we have a really hard time not getting in the car every single morning, driving to our office and trading time for money?
I believe it's the same way that Robert Kiyosaki talks about in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He talked about the different perspectives that his two dads had. And one of them, his poor dad, has told him, man, you need to go to school to do well, to get into college, to get a degree, to get a job that pays well, right? That was hey, you need to be a part of the workforce in order to have success. Whereas the rich dad was his whole mindset was, how do I create value in the world, in the workplace, in the world that comes back to me according to the value that I brought to it? Like I'm getting paid in, what's the word I'm looking for? In the same level of value I'm bringing to the world, it's coming back to me versus I'm trading my expertise as an employee for someone else's paycheck, what they're willing to pay, even if I'm creating more value than
that. And I think that I think initially I had that same mentality of just, okay, what is it that I can get a degree in so I can create a business? Now, initially, when I first started out, and people find this interesting, Joey, I wanted to be in horticulture. I literally wanted to be a landscape architect.
And you couldn't figure out how to spell it or what happened?
I never could find a shovel that fit my hands just right. You know, they didn't make one that fit my hands perfectly. But I mean, I'm a lot about what the most relevant thing, like the thing that's just happened. My brain gets on, I get excited about it. Well, in my senior year of high school, I spent time working with one of my friend's stepdads putting in sprinkler systems. And the guy went to jail. I think I may have told you this story. Guy went to jail. He bought a hot four wheeler. If you don't know what that means, it means he bought a four wheeler that had been stolen. Whether he knew it or not, he got it such a good deal. He should have known it was stolen. He goes to jail. There, me and my buddy Lee, who you've met before, are now in charge of running jobs.
You're the interim manager.
Yeah.
Owner.
We're running the team. We're running and literally like getting paychecks, taking it to his wife, my buddy's, you know, mom. It was just like, well, crap, I did that at, you know, 17, 18 years old. I could do this. And, you know, I have people, of course, they're like, hey, in addition to putting a sprinkler system in, you think you can do this little landscaping bed using those, you know, different landscaping like ties or whatever, you know, and I was designing them using the math that I really didn't think I had in my head. I'm like, man, I get geometry. I can figure this out, right? And all of that stuff, so it was relevant. So I went to college, thought, man, that's what I'll become. You know, later I thought, oh, I'll become an accountant. And then intermediate accounting told me, no, you will not be an accountant. You will not be good at looking at balance sheets all day long. And ultimately got into management and just going out and finding a job. That's really what I was interested in. Get a piece of paper that tells somebody else I'm important, allows me to get a job.
Well, I don't know about the important thing, but at least I can work for you. Like, please allow me. It's like your ticket.
Well,
isn't that how we think, though?
Prioritize, right? It's literally, I'm just getting a priority ticket, right? Like, my piece of paper puts me in front of somebody who doesn't have a piece of paper.
And that is part of programming.
It is.
It is. In fact, I was talking to somebody this morning, and he said, you know what? There's a lot of college students right now who are, they're thinking, man, I've got to do certain things to be competitive in today's marketplace. And one of those was, I've got to have internships. I've got to have this. I got to have that. And we were talking about in light of like this ministry campus outreach. And we were actually, I was talking to this guy that was working with them. And I said, man, there's actually a lot of people that work for us that went to with campus outreach. They were working with campus outreach on the summers, investing in themselves and learning how to walk with God and all these things. And I said, man, I would much rather hire somebody that had that training than a college degree.
Mm.
I mean,
because that was a leadership program.
They're learning so many great things and how to manage just from a lifestyle. Like they have, we're just going to connect better in that light.
So they're people who communicate. So I think the point of what you and I are talking about, sometimes we're programmed to literally go to work for a paycheck. And some people are like, oh, what else do you do? How do you create this entrepreneurial mind? There's very few people, Rich Dad, to Robert Kiyosaki was one of those examples where he saw him creating businesses. He wouldn't allow his son and Robert Kiyosaki to actually get paid to do jobs around some of his businesses, even though he had him doing it so that they would see the menial task. But he really wanted them spending time around him to learn. And then he would go teach them how to buy real estate. That's when he started teaching them how to play Monopoly and what Monopoly really was. And it's helped me as I spend time with one of my youngest daughters, Betsy. She loves to play Monopoly. So now I can, when we play that game, we literally start looking at what's the rate of return on buying this property? What's the internal rate of return for buying another house? And you start really starting to see like, oh, well, there's actually value on these properties to have three houses where over here, it really, the next level up, it gives you a better jump. So I start thinking about it in a light of saying, okay, well, Joey, I'm just going to use a round number. I'm not going to use our numbers because I don't want people to get caught up specifically on our numbers, but let's just use a unit of 100,000.
Okay.
Let's say you make $100,000. Let me get my calculator out.
Yeah, please do, because I don't want to take my shoes off and have to start counting.
And let's just say you work 40 hours a week, which is twice as long as you've ever worked, Joey. And you do that 50 weeks out of the year. That's 2,000 hours. That's real simple.
Okay.
So if I took 100,000 and I divided it by 2,000 hours, that would mean my hourly rate is $50.
Right. I'm with you.
All right. So you can say, oh man, $50 an hour. That seems good, right? I remember when I was working, you know, for, you know, $10 an hour for that guy running his whole system. Like I did the whole thing and he paid me 10 bucks an hour.
And now, he was on vacation.
He was in a new
square room.
He had a new country club, if you will. Right. But I was getting paid $10 an hour. So if you looked, if I made $100,000 and I worked 2,000 hours this year, that means my hourly wage was $50.
Okay. But you absolutely traded 2,000 hours for 100,000.
Right. So what do we normally think? Okay. If I want to make $200,000, well, then my brain naturally goes to what I have to do. I have to work 4,000 hours.
Yeah.
And I know
that's not even happening.
I know that I can't do that. I mean, our life commitments with the amount of things with four kids and you with five, life commitments prevent us from doing that. But that is where most of our brains go is, I must work more. I got to create an extra job. And we even hear that sometimes when people listen to our podcast and go, man, I heard your podcast and that the speaker was talking about fill in the blank. And that just seemed like another job to me, man. I can't take on another job. So here's what I want to break down as it relates to this passive income being greater than monthly expenses formula. I want to think of, there is no passive, right? You go buy a mutual fund and you give it to them. You meet with your advisor once every other year and you look at your statements once every 3 or 4 months and you say, man, that's passive. But how much money did it put in your pocket?
Zero.
Zero. The paper, the number on the paper may have gone up or down, but if you didn't put it in your pocket, it really doesn't count. So when we talk,
it didn't affect the equation, at least.
It didn't affect it. Let's now, you'd have to have sold it in order to do that. And sometimes you could have sold it and put money in your pocket. Sometimes you could have sold it and lost money.
Right.
So what I'm talking about is an asset that actually will put money in your pocket every single month. And now you can choose to turn that dollar around and do something else with it, right? You don't have to spend it. Hopefully you're not. Hopefully you're finding a place to redo it. But I want to think about it in light of this, Joey. So if you made $100,000, you work 2,000 hours, your hourly wage is $50.
Right. I'm with you.
All right. So let's think about something else that we have interviewed. I mean, we've interviewed so many different guests. I want to go through some examples here just so we can take our brain and think about, okay, how is doing this one thing helping me? So give me an example. I'm going to let you choose.
All right, let's, because we're talking about picking a path, just in case you are just tuning in, this is our process, right? Take control of your finances, which to me, this is a really great subject because we're saying stop trading time for money. That requires you to step in to something that's happening to you and saying, wait a minute, I can affect this. Like, so this, I hope this is empowering to you to say, I can do something about this, right? It's not just what somebody's willing to pay me. It's what I can do. So this is taking control. And then we're talking about picking a path. That's the second step. And there's so many that we could pick, but I'm just going to say, let's talk about land flipping because you and I are just on the front edge of this, starting to learn it and starting to get activated in this thing. So we're going to do the boot camp coming up soon. So anyways, let's talk about that.
All right. So now let's don't talk about it in light of what you and I are doing, because you and I's path is much more passive than most people would take in this.
That's true.
All right. So I'm going to use my brother-in-law. Okay. I've talked about him a lot on the show. He's going through this whole flight school with us. And so he's doing all of these things. Now he has his son helping, which I really think is super cool. And he's going to teach him how to do it. So they're literally learning together through this process. So if you don't know what we're talking about, you can go back and listen to any one of our podcast on how to flip land with Mark Podowski. We've done two different episodes and Joey and I are in the middle of this and he teaches you how to buy and sell raw land. And the school, if you will.
That doesn't sound exciting though, Russ.
It's not, but
how to buy and sell raw
land. I don't care about that. You go listen to podcasts for the excitement, right? The fact that we're doing it, I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Okay.
But it's a 14-week school. How many hours do you think it takes for him to do that? Like to learn that process?
I don't know.
I'm going to say in a given week, he's spending 5 to 10 hours to learn it over these 14 weeks.
I would have said at least 10.
Yeah. Let's use 10.
Okay.
And let's say it's 10. And we're going to say this is for the first year. Now, from my understanding, again, you and I are having Tracy, our executive assistant, do it. You and I have spent about 10 minutes in this. But someone who's going through this process, let's say they're spending 10 hours a week and they do that for 50 weeks, 500 hours, right?
Yeah,
that's a lot of time. Now, the process is to literally buy a piece of property for 25 cents on the dollar and then turn around and market it and sell it, right?
For full price.
Right. So over a 12-month period of time, how many properties do you think that he can buy?
I would say 48.
All right. 48 properties. I don't even know where.
Or you could just say 50. How about just do 50?
It's okay. So let's just say he's buying a property for $1,000 and that represents 25% of what he's going to sell it for, which would be $4,000.
All right.
Right. So that would be a $3,000 profit. let's take out some for, you know, different things. Let's say it's $2,500 he makes on each property.
I'm with you.
So 50 times 2,500, if you're following the math, that's $125,000.
Yep.
And again, I don't know if this is what he's going to do or not, but we've heard numbers, and this is if he sells it for cash. And if you listen to these episodes, you go through flight school, you're going to realize that most of the properties that are sold on terms. So I'm giving you an example that's not perfect, but I'm just using this for simple. So if you took $125,000, you divided it by 500, Joey, that's $250 an hour.
So we're getting somewhere.
So if my brother-in-law made $100,000 a year and he worked normally 2,000 hours, his hourly wage was $50 an hour. Now, by doing this, he increased his hourly wage from $50 an hour to $250 an hour.
So either case, we're trading time for money, but the hourly wage is going up.
So if you start to see what we're talking about, it's, man, well, what if he needs $400,000 to live on? Then you have to start thinking about, okay, well, if he did that, well, maybe he'd have to switch 100% of his hours to doing this in order to get there. Or, right. You start thinking like, well, what is my time being spent on? Like, so sometimes people are like, you know, man, I don't cut my grass anymore. And I remember you gave me the freedom about that a long time ago. I always felt like, man, I wasn't a man if I didn't go out and cut the yard. But I'm so meticulous as it comes to that stuff. I'd go cut it. I'd look at it. I'd cut it again. I'd look at it. It would take me forever to do it. And when you're like, dude, I spend $175 or whatever it is a month. I come home. It's already done. It looks great. I walk right in the house. I start playing with the kids. And I'm like, man, this is just genius. That was the day I turned in all the lawn equipment. Like literally, I've not owned a piece of lawn equipment since then. I don't even know how to use it. I do have a blower. That's what I have. I don't have a lawnmower. Anybody knows anything about Nelson Land or a weed eater?
Yeah,
I don't have a weed eater. I need to probably go buy one of those just so I can say I own one. But I digress. The whole point though to this is I think about if we're trading time for money, when we start trying to find passive income activities, if I'm going to do it, I want these hourly wages to start going significantly up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think that's the key principle here is what are you trading your time for? If you can answer that, and then you can start to say, well, I always thought that I was just trading for what somebody else was willing to pay me. Then what does that really do? That requires you to constantly be thinking of, well, who else can pay me more? Who else can pay me more? Who else can pay me more? Or going to your boss and saying, hey, can I get a raise? Can I get a raise? Can I get a raise? Instead, we want to empower you to think, how can you take control of that function? How can you get outside of the box and find the ways that will naturally increase the efficiency of your time, right? We're just launching a webinar with Brian Page on how to create passive income through Airbnb properties that you don't even own. We haven't done the math on this, and I'm hopeful that people will log in and listen to this. But his webinar is going to teach you how to do that. And he talks about like working 2 or 3 or 4 hours a week. Now think if that number is 100,000 or 300,000, as he talks about he's made in a year, that hourly rate is outrageous.
Well, I see this all the time. I see the congratulations for my husband, for my wife. They just finished their MBA. And I know how many hours somebody put in to go get an MBA, to go do that program. They did all of the amount of the 50 hours that we just shared in this. But what is the wage increase? And what is it they're going to do? They're ultimately going to end up continually trading their time for money. So when you see a course, when you see a program, when you hear a podcast guest and they start talking about how you can learn about something, think about that as your own MBA that potentially can get you out of the rat race, is what Robert Kiyosaki likes to say. How you can start putting money on the left side of that formula, creating passive income, and hopefully this will help you start reprogramming your own mind. And then maybe this will be something like Joey and I are trying to do with our kids. We're trying to give them a new set of programming so that they don't think about it in light of the only way I have to make I make money is if I go to work for somebody. Instead, they start thinking from a creative standpoint, how do I create it? Show me how I can do it. So thank you for listening to the podcast. As always, this has been a fun episode to talk about.
If you've been listening to our podcast, you're like, man, I love what you guys are talking about. I want to build passive income through one of these five pillars that you're talking about. But how do I do it? Stallion, tell them. It is so easy.
So easy that we created the longest URL possible. So you may want to write this down. Freecall.wealthwithoutwallstreet.com. Go to freecall.wealthwithoutwallstreet.com and you can set up your call with one of us. We're excited to talk to you.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.